Video: Israel's national anthem loudly jeered before Olympic soccer match against Mali. By AP on July 25, 2024. Paris, AP: Israel's national anthem was loudly jeered before its soccer team kicked off play at the Paris Olympics against Mali on Wednesday night. The game began with a massive security presence outside the stadium amid an increasingly strained international climate that has Paris' safety efforts squarely in the spotlight. The Israel team arrived under a heavy police escort, with motorbike riders at the front and about a dozen riot police vans following behind. Armed police officers patrolled the Parc des Princes stadium, one with a rifle resting on his shoulder. France's Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin, and Paris Police Chief Laurent Nunez arrived at the stadium at about 7:30 p.m. "We owe this security to the whole world," Darmanin said. "The threats to our country are the threats that concern the Western world." The atmosphere outside the venue was calm, however. Fans from both countries mingled, holding up flags and posing for photos. Mali fans sang proudly when their anthem was played first. When it came to Israel's anthem, boos and whistles immediately rang out. The stadium speaker system playing the anthems then got notably louder in what seemed like an effort to drown out the jeers. Once play began, Israeli players were booed each time they touched the ball. Security officials intervened in what appeared to be a heated argument between some fans. The commotion occurred near where one woman was holding a Palestinian flag. Two other people holding Palestine flags then stood next to the woman. The game finished 1-1, with Israel taking the lead after an own goal from defender Amidou Diallo in the 57th minute. Mali equalized a few minutes later on Cheikh Ndoumbia's powerful header, drawing wild celebrations from the large contingent of Mali fans. France is under pressure to make the July 26 to August 11 Paris Games safe. The city has repeatedly suffered deadly extremist attacks and tensions are high because of the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. Security has been ramped up to extreme levels for Friday's grandiose opening ceremony on the Seine River. Squadrons of police have been patrolling Paris streets. Fighter jets and soldiers are primed to scramble and metal fence security barriers have been erected on both sides of the river. Darmanin previously said Israeli athletes would be protected 24 hours a day by elite police unit Gigan, which is in charge of counterterrorism and the protection of government officials, among other things. Police forces will have no vacation this summer in order to guarantee everyone's safety and in particular, delegations deemed sensitive such as the Israeli delegation for which we have reinforced security thanks to our elite units, National Police spokesperson Sonia Fibloul said earlier Wednesday. "All the matches deemed sensitive will see heightened security with special forces and elite units but also a wider security apparatus with special resources." Paris is deploying 35,000 police officers each day for the Olympics with a peak of 45,000 for the opening ceremony. In addition, 10,000 soldiers are taking part in security operations in the Paris region. France also is getting help from more than 40 countries that together have sent at least 1,900 police reinforcements. Mali broke off diplomatic relations with Israel and is against the current Israeli military operation in Gaza. In recent years, Israel renewed diplomatic ties with several Muslim countries in sub-Saharan Africa, including Mali's neighbor Guinea, Chad, and Sudan. Other matches involving Israel have led to security issues. In May, the start of the Women's European Championship qualifier between Scotland and Israel in Glasgow was delayed after a protester chained himself to a goalpost. It was played without spectators after a decision was made to refund ticket holders following intelligence over planned disruptions in protest at Israel's offensive in Gaza. Last month, the city of Brussels said it won't host a UEFA Nations League match between Belgium and Israel in September because of the dramatic situation in Gaza that creates a security headache for city officials.